share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With the ever-increasing daily COVID-19 cases, getting vaccinated has been a top priority for most citizens. Recently, the government initiated the acceleration of the vaccination rate and allowed vaccinations to be carried out on a walk-in basis. Just yesterday, the 10th of August, photos and videos of possibly hundreds of people queuing up outside the stadium Bukit Jalil PPV circulated all over the internet. The pictures, which were originally posted by a netizen, was shared over 1,300 times at the time of writing before it was officially taken down by the respective owner. However, it seemed like the damage had already been done as it started circulating across social media, with more pictures and videos being added by other fellow netizens. Walk-in vaccinations at Bukit Jalil National Stadium are for non-Malaysian citizens. According to JKJAV, the walk-in vaccinations at the Bukit Jalil National Stadium are open to non-Malaysian citizens who are 40 years old and above from the period of 9 to the 11th of August. On the other hand, non-Malaysian citizens aged 18 years old and above will be eligible for walk-in vaccinations between the period of 12 to the 22nd of August. Due to the increase in appointment capacity, it is highly possible that the long queue may be caused for this reason. And, judging by the rate of daily cases and hospital capacity, it seems that these long queues may go on for a while more. During these unprecedented times and the high toll of COVID-19 cases, always be sure to keep your mask on when in public and practice physical distancing throughout. Together, let's beat this pandemic. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, 58 Yomajin woman receives wrong vaccine for second dose, JKN Kita apologizes. Source: Bukit Jalil, Malaysia, FB source, Bukit Jalil, Malaysia, FB source, at JK Javmi, IG source, at JK Javmi, IG. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.